September 15th, 2012, RLRD.
Yeah.
I think it's 9:32, I guess, if you trust that clock. If we could all stand and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing we have is a board of directors approved minutes of our August 25th, 2010 budget hearing, and the minutes of the board meeting of the same day. Do I have a motion?
No, I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Open action items. What do we got? We got Tom with the continuing the I&M and engineering assessments. We'll do 819. I know we have the I&M plan, but the engineering assessment is now delayed until, I'm understanding, the 19th.
Yes.
Exterior door, the launch shed, I suspect that's still an open item. And the continue investigating cameras for Pelican Beach launch, those have been procured and they're downstairs.
Okay.
Waiting to be installed. I had checked with Kenny Dia on maps. I talked to the retired town clerk, thinking maybe she knew what the new town clerk didn't, and she doesn't know of any maps. I haven't talked to their highway department fellow, but I will. There's a chance he might have something back in, squirreled away in his office. Provide seeker information. I got that, I believe.
That's an old one.
Oh, that's an old one?
Yeah.
Where's the new one?
I don't know, but I got copies.
Oh, wait. There it is. No, that's not that. Okay. For all commissioners, policy on swim platforms. That's something we still have to talk about. Joe Miller said he would be here this morning, so I expect him to be walking in at any moment. I'm going to talk to him about that. Candy and Maps, prepare a list of articles for the October newsletter. I just passed those out this morning. If there isn't a particular item listed for your committee or for a committee, it's because I think they know what to put in it. The review of the Moran doc, I sent an email to Bill and Donna Moran, and I believe that it was self-explanatory, so I don't need to get into that again here. Meet with Chair Klein regarding, I haven't done that yet. That is still on my to-do list. Advertisement for Lake Manager was done. It was advertised in the Cuba Patriot. It showed up this past Wednesday. Did you see it, Donna? I saw it.
Oh, I didn't look for it yet.
Yeah, it's nicely done. It was even blocked in bold black box. I know it was in the Hornell paper because we had some applicants from there, but I'm not sure. I've not seen it in the, well, in the Olean paper, if anybody has noticed it.
I can check and ask them to send it to me.
Yeah. Okay. Donna was processed paperwork associated with consent agenda. Yes. Processed. Okay. It's all standard stuff here. Okay.
And I did look at the color versus black and white newsletter printing. It's about 2.5 to 3 times more. We get it done really cheap black and white at the college.
Okay.
I don't want to spend that kind of money.
Down in town, revise on-site form.
In progress.
Work in progress. Deb set up comprehensive plan committee meeting.
I did.
Dick, he's not here. He was going to stencil and install the boat bumpers that we've had all summer long. I haven't seen them. Signage for Balcom Beach, I don't know what he's done with that. Set up Rules Committee meeting. We had the Rules Committee meeting on, I think it was the 12th, and another one scheduled as a follow-up for October 17th. It's another meeting that I found out when I got home that I...
It's a change of date.
Yeah. And then Joe Miller was to review the judge's order on dock location and usage for the Kleiner dock. He needed Dave's survey, which I'm going to give him this morning. And here he is. That's it. Okay. And now we are to the ever-popular Lake Manager Report.
Not too much for reports this past, well, it's been 3 weeks since we gathered last.
Yeah.
Say time has been 80% request inspections and visits and follow-ups and 20% dam, which is troubling for me. We're not getting things done at the dam because we're spending our time elsewhere. Hopefully we'll do better. Engineering assessment, Doug mentioned, is not received yet, so we haven't been able to digest Hatch's assessment and set our priorities. Been wanting to call a dam repair committee meeting, but I'm thinking we ought to have the engineering assessment before we do so, so we can digest it. I guess maybe that won't be next week then. So maybe 2 weeks from now we can try to have a dam meeting and look at our priorities and decide to spend our money with divers assessing the sluice gates or try to dewater and spend money on the hull bunger valves on the backside, or both. And, hopefully come up with some more candidates for staffing. I don't have great hope that either Fred or Jeff will be back to help with the next round. So we're down to Bobby, Scotty, and I again, which is challenging. Anybody knows anybody wants to put some time in down to be a dam here this fall? Like to hear from them.
Doug, why can't we advertise for help?
What's that?
Why can't we advertise?
We can.
Well, maybe we should.
For the posting?
No, for the candidate to walk through the door who's expressed interest.
There's one option. Anyway, post the dam repair committee, we can get into details of all that. We have ordered a pump from Admire. Schneider Electric was in. I don't know if they've got back to us yet with a...
I called and left a message, and I haven't gotten a call back. And that was several days ago. We haven't lost this guy already.
That's where our Parker valve is from Corfu Machines as well. So next week we'll resume follow-up calls to see if people are coming back or not.
Schneider Electric actually came down and
took
walk.
The tour. And we're going to do the outlets for our pumps down there and emergency lighting and ground faults.
And where they are.
Out of Schneider was Almond.
Almond.
Yeah, area.
So hopefully we'll hear back more on that next week.
On the EAP, need letters of acceptance. John Jessup, the town of Rushford, would like to be added to that. Because should there be any emergency services needed, that will be provided by Rushford.
Right.
Okay, so
yep.
He said he was not included on that.
He had not been.
Okay.
No. So we still need to finish the actual updates to the EAP and then start that whole promulgation concurrence, they call it, getting everyone in the food chain to agree that, yes, they've received it, they've reviewed it, and they're prepared to respond. And sign a piece of paper and give that back to us, which will help us get money from Albany.
And then and only then will we get the $60-some thousand
yeah,
from
right.
DEC.
Okay.
And I have it in writing from Candace Drury that that's all that we need.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Left.
He's accepted the I&M plan.
Is that the one that was due August 30th?
Yeah.
So we met that deadline.
Yeah.
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 And if people don't respond to us, maybe Doug can help us blow smoke in those channels, be it county or state or whoever they are, that doesn't seem to want to acknowledge that they got it and send us back our letter saying, yes, they did.
Well, it might almost be beneficial to have them hand-delivered.
I was going to say, we may end up having to just walk them through.
Walk them in, show them the page where their information appears. You've received it. Is this correct? What are your changes? Sign here. Thank you. Instead of waiting for...
Let me start that with the county, see if I can get a date. What's his name now? Lucky. It's a good last name for an emergency ops manager. Mr. Lucky, nice to meet you.
What's the deadline for the EAP being updated?
Oh, this was all due August 19th, so we managed to get the I&M in. EA has been delayed again, but at least it's coming. They feel better about that. And then the EAP business, nobody was hoping for all that, but we're gaining.
I think anyone that thinks that the lake manager job is a part-time job needs to talk to Tom.
Could be.
There's so many things that are not even on his list.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have a treasurer, but this might be a good time to take a vote on that, accepting the budget for this coming year.
Does anybody need a copy?
You need a copy? Sub?
No.
Maybe you want a copy.
I have a copy.
I'd like to make the motion we accept the budget for this year.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Budget passes. Committee reports. The dam repair committee, I think we've pretty much gotten their report. Tom, do you have anything more to add?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Unless there's questions.
The lunch subcommittee, I don't think there's been a meeting since the last one, so I don't believe there's anything to report for that. Environmental committee.
Okay. Last Friday, I believe it was, we met with Deb. George DeNunzio, we met with Senator Young, and we explained how we feel about fracking, and we're totally against it within our watershed. We just wanted the senator to know, but the senator really didn't have any answers for us because the law hasn't even passed yet, and right now as it stands, people feel, I'm not sure, but it's not going to be right within this area, but we can't guarantee that. Okay, they wouldn't start in this area. It would start somewhere else.
Does she have a position?
Does she have a position? She didn't really say, you know.
She does. Her position is, it's in the hands of the DEC, which is regulated by the governor. She is not opposed under the DEC regulations as long as it has, and she expects it to have the most stringent safety measures in the world in terms of, and she wants things considered such as the fault lines and the water. She wants to protect the water systems and the health of the community. So she's not opposing it, but she's waiting for the DEC to come out with their regulations, which, given this is an election year, probably won't happen until after November or whatever night I think it is, whatever the election is. Then it will come out.
For the record, are you stating that as Senator Young's official position?
No, that's my interpretation of her
Your
position.
Your interpretation.
It's my interpretation. Right now, from what we found out in our research, there are 5 counties where it may begin. It's been rumored to begin. In fact, I've actually seen a printout of the sheet. Allegheny County is not one of them, at least as of May and June.
And I know that they were also talking about the casings. I think they were going to go with two or three casings around it or something like that.
Senator had talked about that. I don't know too much about that.
You know, it's going to be very strict. It's not going to be like the ones that they started in other states in Pennsylvania. It'll be more stringent.
What about the water testing? What are the results?
Our water testing results came out very, very good. Excellent, actually. And then we even tested a couple more inlets. You know, the one, the big pipe down by 243 and 49, we never tested that inflow before. We tested that, and that came out very well. We do still have one problem, but it's once it reaches the lake, there's no problem. It's dissipated. Okay, and that's between 243, you know, it's on 243, that little bridge there, and then we have the gas station, and then we tested upstream of the gas station. We tested upstream of the gas station. The water was excellent. Once we get past the gas station and then we get to the Canadia Bridge, that's where we're picking up. So we're going to have to find out exactly where it's coming from. But by the time it reaches the lake, it's gone. You know what I mean? We don't pick it up. So, but there is a possible problem. We don't know what it is, if it's septic in there or someone's not, you know, doesn't have a septic system properly or... But we're going to do the research and find out exactly. We know what
we
area now.
We town function. Why are we operating outside?
Okay,
the
no.
District?
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow up with this with John Jessup now, because John Jessup told me once, at the time that we can find out where, you know, where it is, they will take over. And I already spoke with the health department, but the health department, we're not. It's not over the limit.
It's fine. So why is this board?
But I think
no.
Maggie has a good point. Now, I don't think we need to go any further.
No, we don't. We don't.
I don't want to spend our taxpayer money going into the creek where the town should be involved.
Right. But we just wanted to narrow it down for our own.
So for now, we're done.
Right, exactly.
We have excellent water in the lake.
Right.
And the feeders that come in at that point, the water's fine.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Anything else?
The other thing is I spoke with Bob Pomeroy. This is about ice fishing. And Bobby Pomeroy, I invited him to the next meeting, and he would come. But he doesn't seem to have a problem with ice fishing on this lake. He doesn't have a problem. And I would like him to explain to the board. And I think that, you know, maybe if it's possible, we could try it for a year and see how it works out, if the board agrees, and then we could move on with it. But
if we're going to do that, I would like to involve our insurance company, because we are at a crucial part right now. And my understanding from talking to previous board members, with the possibility of the fluctuation of the water in the wintertime, it creates a serious liability. Now, I know that we can say that people who go out on the lake are going out at their own risk, but the bottom line is people are so happy, and once you open this up, you've opened the barn door to some issues, and I would like to have the input of our insurance company.
And I think that would be prudent. But let's let Bob Pomeroy give his little thing to the environmental and see where he's coming from, because he should have, of all people, know about these pockets and things.
Right.
Well, most of that was during the time when they were selling water.
Yeah.
It wasn't when we were controlling the water.
So I think it's worthwhile to hear what he has to say.
Sure.
And if he recommends it and the committee thinks it's something we should move forward on, that's when we get the insurance company.
Well, we already discussed it with Lee James when she was here.
Did we?
I brought up the difference of where is our liability with water, whether it's in the frozen, airborne, or solid state.
Yeah.
And our attorney was here. This was discussed months ago.
And I think Maggie supports it, and I know.
I've made many recommendations to support it.
And I support it, and it's been in the past, we've had it, and we've never had, now I'm not saying that we're not going to have a problem, but there's Lake Erie, there's all different lakes that were, ice breaks away, but people have to know when it's safe to go out there. I mean, if you're not familiar with doing ice fishing, you shouldn't be out there.
You go out on Cuba Lake, you see huts all over the one end and open water at the other end.
So I think economically, I think it would be a good thing for the area. I know a lot of the businesses would be happy if it was back, and a lot of the landowners, they would have more use of their property during the winter months that are fishing.
It has to be discussed with the DEC, though, because I think they put out publications that say no ice fishing allowed.
Yeah.
And they, in the past, have expressed a concern of us allowing it, then disallowing it, and then wanting to allow it again.
Right. I have an article from the DEC, I believe it is, that Rick Walczak emailed me, and that wherever they stock trout, that in the lakes, that there should be ice fishing. So, but I can forward it to all the commissioners.
All right, let's.
So we'll just take our time with it and
be prudent and check all our bases.
Okay.
We did have a member of the audience who had raised their hand. I don't know if he had some input on that subject.
The problem with ice fishing is that if we need to adjust the level of the lake, you're going to get I had up to an 8-foot air pack underneath that layer of ice. Now, how do you inform the public that you're going to have an 8-foot air pocket? And if you don't, if we get up to 14, 15, 14, 17 in the middle of January, February, when our ice is frozen, and we need to take it down so that we're not going to go through the spillway gates or anything like that, how do you inform the public that you're going to take 6 foot out of it? How do you do that?
Yeah. We're going to have Bobby here next meeting and get an answer to that question.
Won't the weight of it along the shoreline crack it?
It'll collapse in like this, but it doesn't collapse all the way down, no. It does not collapse down onto the water.
I guess I'm just really concerned.
When I did it, to see how much space was after the bowl collapsed, and there was still 2 foot between the ice and the water.
I am concerned with the cost of the insurance because we are very close to going into a risk pool, and I would hate to see that happen.
Well, unfortunately, that's not a cause of the management of any board in particular. It's more outside influences that's causing that.
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But I want it not necessarily negligence on the board part of this board.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
Finance Committee.
We passed the budget, didn't we?
There was just budget. Newsletter Committee. Actually, Communications Committee, but
okay, our newsletter, I know we were planning on for the end of the month, but at our Rules Committee meeting, Dick wanted it held off for a little bit. I can't remember the reason why.
Fees, launch fees.
Launch fees, okay, so.
And restructuring that a whole.
So did you want to hold off till November 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the end of September, so we have everything in before November 1st?
If we could do that, that would be, I think that's a critical thing to do.
Okay, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
And I handed out the possible topics to write on.
Right, okay.
Rules Committee met last Tuesday evening, and good deal of discussion about taking a fresh new look at what our fee structure is, and including boat registration. We had another meeting set up, and in fact it still is for October 17th, to do that. I thought I was going to be available to attend that meeting, and I'm not, so there's no reason why I can't go on without me.
What time is that on the 17th?
6:30. Oh, well, no, we changed it. We did 6 o'clock, as I recall. And I put that on our website on the calendar. Legal committee has not met.
Does our attorney
have anything? Not aware of anything new that's happened, Joe.
Nothing other than, you and I don't know if you wanted to go to an executive session just to address that personnel issue and what we did earlier.
Okay.
Or end of, earlier in the month, but other than that, no, we can probably do that in executive session.
Okay.
Made a committee on it.
Comprehensive Plan Ad Hoc Committee?
We are scheduled to meet October 2nd at 6:30 down in the office.
Doc Larson's...
We'll be working on sustainability.
Yep. Doc Licensing Committee? Consent Agenda?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the consent agenda.
Do we have a second to accept the consent agenda, A through H?
Just double checking all the neighbors know and there's no issues, correct?
Tom checked with the neighbors.
Clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle, okay.
Best of our knowledge.
All right.
No objections.
Okay, then I will make a motion, or did somebody make a motion?
They made a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Sarniak, Doc 121, license transfer. We tabled it from our August meeting.
Would you like me to explain?
Yeah, these are some pictures from, if this helps, where the location of it is.
Okay.
What was the issue on this?
Okay, the issue on this is Russ Heslin was out for the revalve, and he was in the area. He actually was at my house on Trail 1. And what Russ explained to me, you're paying tax at the $14.50, okay? You're paying, and I'm paying like 142 foot of lakefront, you know, at the $14.50 for your frontage. Okay, well, as Russ explained, we were walking out onto the peninsula, and he said that I'm not paying, that the cove itself, it's only like a foot and a half to 2 foot deep in there where I am. And that is not the lake. He said he does not consider that the lake. My frontage, he said that I'm really paying tax at the $14.50 for the lakefront.
Does this have something to do with Sarniak?
That Sarniak is right next to my dock on the end here. And he's over here, is right next to it.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be basically the exclusive use for the property that I own on Trail 1. But the thing of it, I could work something out with him. I have another dock down on the edge that I could give him a spot. I would work with him, you know, so that he didn't lose anything. And the dock is a very nice dock that I have down on the end. I can give him a side of that there. And he could actually probably fit a boat and a jet ski in there. And right now he only has one side to his dock. But I would like to work something out with him. I don't want him to just go without.
So
I'd like to work it out with them if I can.
A motion to just take this off, not even table it.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we take it off and let them work it out.
I'm going to work it out?
Okay. I'd like to work it out with them.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I abstain. It's my niece I want.
Okay. I can't.
He can't.
I can't vote on it.
But you can.
I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
You and I are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two's not enough.
Don't do it. He's involved. Got two people involved. Mm. We can't vote on it anyway. No. So
until Dick comes back.
Comes okay. back next month.
Okay.
Wasn't there a pre-sale license transfer?
Yes.
Given to Clinton that dock up front?
There was, but I didn't find out until after the pre-sale.
Okay,
I didn't know, Maggie, I had no clue.
Because we'll wait till Dick comes back.
Yeah, that's fine, but I had no clue until after.
I think it's wonderful if two people are willing to work something out. Well, that's how that whole area was. You have to know the whole history of it.
I don't want to, I'm not trying to hurt anyone.
We can't vote on the Sarniak new dock either.
Oh, yeah, you can vote on his new dock because that's on his frontage.
It has nothing to do with
this. It has nothing to do with this dock.
Just.
I'll make the motion. Is it everybody else is agreeable?
Is that, what's your opinion on that one?
Somebody didn't have a problem.
No neighbor problem?
I have no.
No, it's in between. It's in between. It's definitely on its front.
All right, then I make the motion.
Is that for the jet ski lifts, or is that just an actual new dock?
Oh, new dock.
They put one in last year. Gary Clinton put one in last year. This would be between that dock and the boathouse.
I'm familiar with it. Don't get called for the visit, so I don't know exactly what it is. Just asking questions in general.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Are you abstaining?
I abstain.
Yeah. Okay, Hirsch. Stretching.
Well, right now, like in that cove there, it's very hard. I mean, you're lifting your motors up. You have to pull them up in order to get in. You can't get in close unless you lift your motor up. You're bottoming out. And I wanted the permission to dredge that out. At least where Mary Holman, I spoke with Mary Holman, and she told me that you have to have at least, you know, 2 foot for navigation. Otherwise, you're going to have problems. And then she asked me what I would do with the soil that I took out. I said, well, I could possibly put it on the peninsula, mix it with stone. But the dock committee disagreed with putting it on the peninsula. So what I would do is take that dirt, put it up by the front of my house, I'd mix it with number 2 stone, and use it as a driveway with the stuff that I dredge out. But I have to go through the DEC to have it approved.
Right.
Just so you know my stances. And then, not the end is, but next month, Zarniak, I spoke with Mr. Ferry, and he would like to, well, if mine does get approved, he's going to put an application in for next month to possibly have it all hit. He wants some of his frontage dredged. So we could have it all done at one time, but we can't address that until he does put his application in, his request.
All right.
Well, wouldn't it be simpler to just put the whole
authorization
to proceed to the DEC for that whole bay?
I would like to.
At what time, when time they all agree to it?
Right.
So it shouldn't even appear here yet?
No. Well, I just found this out the other day when I spoke with them.
Then it shouldn't even appear here yet if you're planning on doing it jointly.
Well, are you going to do it jointly, though?
Well, I'll do mine by myself, but he has to put his request in also. But I just want to get mine approved. And then we're going to work on his. I have the forms for him in the car. But it doesn't. I would have until fall to do it anyway.
Here's the.
I'm going to look at it now.
Okay.
I don't have any objection. I don't either. I just want to make sure if they're going to do one, and then I'm going to have them do another one, if they just do the whole project together. The last 2 people in that bay, that's where all the vegetation is, that's where it needs to be dredged out. Wait and put in a joint application rather than going through it twice.
I don't want, and it's up to this board right now, I put in a joint application now to the DEC. But Zarniak hasn't made his official request, but they do want it dredged. But we can't do that.
You know, I haven't had dealings with DEC lately, but it would seem to me that if they're looking at yours and you tell them that there's another one coming, they would likely comment on both.
Sure, that's fine. When I go see Mary.
So if we approve yours, our October meeting, there'll already be a DEC approval for whoever.
Zarniak.
And we can approve it at that time.
Okay, I can put them both.
His piece of this. Mm-hmm.
I'll put them both in my application to the DEC and go from there. That's what I can do.
All right. I know they're generally in favor of anything that makes the lake larger and opposed to anything that makes it smaller.
Yeah. Right.
So, can I have a motion to approve this dredging?
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
I don't think we can vote.
No, we can't.
Don't have the bodies.
So then I can't even do it then either.
No. There's no quorum. All right. Tuzolino. New dock and a shed. What's that about?
New dock's not a problem, but they wanted to 7x8x4 shed down on the water on district property.
We don't do sheds.
Policy says no permanent sheds bigger than whatever it is, 36 inches square, so we just couldn't approve the shed.
Yeah.
They put it on one request, so couldn't quit it. The dock itself is fine.
So we can take a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept a new dock slash shed.
And no shed.
No shed.
Second for that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Fraz, a new dock.
Mr. Fraz, everything's beautiful, good neighbor relations. Unfortunately, right now, they're absolutely butted up on each other's front lot lines. Mr. Fraz has all kinds of room to the south. And then when his neighbor, Mr. Dozier, wants to do his, he'll have room to the north so that they can get off the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thought that the letter should stay as long as you take the whole thing at least 5 feet south so that you're off the line.
He wants a new deck in the same area?
Pretty much is going to rebuild what he had, but where it stands right now is possibly across the line or right on.
Right.
So as long as we're tearing it all out and rebuilding it, we thought we'd say just take it south.
Yeah.
So that even your boat and your hoist will be
and
off the line.
And he knows that?
He doesn't yet. But we would say you're approved, however.
You must do
move
this.
It.
You must
at least 5 feet south of where it is.
What plans did he submit?
Well, it's got to be in here. Pretty much what he's got is old stuff that he's just tearing out and wanted to put in the new equivalent of what he has.
Right there in the same place?
Pretty much.
Pretty, like an old footprint thing?
Yeah. But he has to take it out to do it. So as long as he's starting over. Where's our water? This is Mr. Fraz, Mr. Dozier's over here. Everything is.
And he's got
right
this
on.
Break wall here. This is all break wall already.
Yeah.
Right.
It's already
all
there. So basically tearing this out and building a new one. Really overall not a problem, but
it
won't be Dozier and Fraz forever, and someday might be disharmony between those two.
Would we not want to then just deny this one in its entirety and ask that he submit new plans? Because all too often we get confused as to which plans are which plans and what we're working on.
If he's showing that plan right up against this property line again, we should ask him to submit a new plan.
Okay.
Otherwise, if we go ahead and approve it, some board 10 years from now...
May look
well,
at
that's
that.
Where a lot of the confusion is.
I know.
The changes that are made and not documented for the future.
Yeah, or if he thinks he's already 5 feet off, he can just put a mark down there and have Dozier agree that that's where the line is so that we know it's 5 feet off.
Well, if we want new plants, he needs to get them in before October 1st or by October 1st so he can get going once the water's drawn down. We don't want to wait on this. We'd like to make sure he gets the message if he has to have new plants.
I don't know what that plan looks like.
So
he's
going
to be doing dock. There's no break wall, so he doesn't have to go through DEC. He could get our approval. October, be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to, unless you just want to do it as a denied in its current location. I don't care. Either
I was
way,
thinking
just
a letter
sure
to the effect that the dock is approved when, if it is words to the effect located at least 5 feet from your neighbor's property line. Extended to the lake.
Will somebody from the dock committee go down and check on that once he starts?
Well, what we could actually add in the letter is that he can stake it out before he starts the project.
You know,
right.
Technically, the dock itself isn't there, but what he's got is a pontoon boat in a hoist on that side of the dock that appears to be right on the edge, so we just put it on somewhere else.
Right.
But the way the whole thing's laid out, he's intending to put that pontoon right back on that same side.
Right. I would like to...
I guess he's got options. Probably welcome a chance to resubmit rather than be told, well, you can build what you did, but then not put the boat there.
I think he needs to just...
I'd like to make a motion to resubmit a new application and that, and just notify him in the letter that he has to be 5 foot off the lot line with his boat in place.
Yes.
With his boat in place. The boat has to be 5 foot off.
And hoist.
And hoist.
Okay. Is that a motion?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hunter, break wall.
Oh, Hunter actually has requested a license transfer and to replace a break wall. Actually, put in a break wall in anticipation of requesting a new dock. No problem with the license transfer. Break wall is going to require DEC, and we can leave it up to them. The committee's concern was that there is no break wall there now.
Where is this?
So it's on Trail 6.
Okay.
I forget the former owner's name. It's a front. Currently no wall.
It was a family member. It was a hunter before.
Yeah, it was a hunter before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're requesting a timber break wall, which requires dead men and cabling, and because of that, they want to take out a pine and three maple trees to accommodate the dead men.
Which would require them to put in.
Again, I can't speak for the DEC, but as I read their latest guideline for shoreline protection and how they review these, they may very well say, you don't need timber, there's nothing there now, so we'd like you to do riprap or go with something natural. In which case, we could save the trees. The pine tree is one of those that's hanging on and leaning over, so it won't be there forever, but the maples are fine. And so we didn't know if the board would want to say first, we'd like to encourage you to do something other than timber, or just send them to the DEC and let them...
I think just send them to the DEC and let DEC tell them.
See, I'd like to give them the approval to take the pine down.
I'd say we're okay with them taking the pine, but... Okay.
And then the...
It would seem you could angle one dead man or another so you could save a couple maples.
Right.
Okay, so right now we would be, we'd be authorizing the license transfer and the removal of one dead, of one pine.
Right.
And authorization just from CEC to the DEC.
See what they'll do with the wall.
For the DEC recommendation.
I expect they'll...
But it is our position that we encourage as much natural shoreline as possible. Right? I mean, is that not our position?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion to do that?
I'll make that motion. Or maybe you started it.
No, I didn't. I just was questioning where we are.
I'll make that motion.
Make your motion. I don't care.
I'll make the motion to remove the pine and give them the permission to do a break wall and the recommendations from the DEC, what they would, what kind of break wall they would like.
And then we encouraged natural shoreline to the extent possible.
Not to criticize, but we are not giving them approval for a break wall. We're giving them authorization to proceed.
To proceed.
DEC recommendations on the break wall. So it's a license transfer, removal of the pine, and approval to proceed to the DEC.
Now, when are we going to give them approval for the break wall? After they get DEC's approval?
No, they have to have the authorization before they can go there.
Right.
It's just a one-page form.
Well, that's my point. We would then be giving them
authorization.
Approval.
We'd give them authorization, but it would be up to the DEC to determine whether or not they're going to do it.
And that's fine. But, okay.
That's what we have to do is...
All right.
But we are authorizing a break wall?
Mm-hmm. In order for them to proceed.
It's an authorization to go to the DEC.
To go to the DEC.
Because we can't authorize a break wall without the DEC.
Exactly.
But in order for the DEC to continue, whatever.
So
what you're saying is we have to live with whatever the DEC comes back and tells us they can do?
Yes.
So it's an automatic approval? I'm not so sure about
that. Well, that's the way I raised the question.
That's not me, too.
That after the DEC tells them what they would like them to do, because they may give them a couple options, so we may prefer
one option or
one option.
I just got a rejection from the DEC. Mary sends me copies of everything. And one of the most recent ones that was submitted, they rejected. And she sent me a copy of the letter that went to the homeowner. They have to fill out more environmental paperwork, and they are pushing for the natural break.
Well, I know they have been, which is why Belcom Beach surprised me so, because they were pushing for the natural shoreline.
So, what I'm suggesting is that our letter should also state, once a decision is, you have received a decision from DEC, you may come back to us with a request for a break wall.
Yeah, my feeling is that what we're doing is sending them to the DEC for the DEC recommendations of what they would like to see done.
Right.
Then, once they know what the DEC wants to have done, when they come to us...
Then they come back.
Then we'll approve them. We're not saying they can't.
Right.
Get some recommendations from the DEC, because there's multiple choices that you may use.
Do we need to have a policy, though, that we use for everything on break wall?
Well, this is... I don't think we've been doing it this way. That's why I'm asking the question, because what we're talking about now, to me, makes sense. But I don't think that's the way we've been doing it.
We haven't been doing it that way.
We've been basically saying, we approve a break wall. It's up to you and DEC what kind of break wall.
Exactly. That's the way we have.
And that's not what we're saying here. We're saying, we're not agreeing to anything until you get a response from DEC. Then you come back and we'll decide.
But... honestly, I spoke with Mary, and Mary claims, like, you cannot do any break walls, or they will not even look at it until they do get an approval from the RLRD that they can go ahead.
It's just the authorization.
Just the authorization.
It's not the approval of the
it's
break wall.
It's not the approval, right. But that we don't have a problem with it. But
yeah.
As long as that's...
Right.
They don't
want to
waste their time.
Applying.
We've already said we don't want a break wall in
right.
some place. Why
okay.
would they bother?
No, I'm fine with that.
All right.
I am.
You think you've got this one?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a motion by Dave. That's where we are. And that includes the license, the removal of the pine, the authorization of the DEC, and then a letter with all that saying that they have to come back to us for the approval once the DEC comes up with their permit.
That's the motion. That's the letter.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Arrowhead Bay, 20-foot floating dock.
Arrowhead Bay, how much we're familiar with the history there, but got one. The request actually is to repair the existing structure for the dock, take all the top boards off, rebrace it, put new boards on top, and add another 20 feet. To the end of it, which would be the floating extension dock.
Isn't there already like 10 boats on that deck?
There's a bunch of boats in there currently. There's a couple that can accommodate 20 foot. There's an 18, a couple 17s, and the purpose of stretching it out would be to make space for all 20 footers, which didn't seem to float very well with the committee. It's a navigational nightmare in there.
Is it?
As it is.
As it stands
I don't know
now
that having more
foot.
Bigger boats is going to solve anything.
Just putting and, bigger boats in there just adds to the problem.
The neighbor on one side was there and is strongly opposed to it and seems to think back in 1980-something they were told it couldn't ever get any longer than it was. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't grow. Mm-hmm. And he's opposed to them having larger boats. And on the opposite side would be Mr. Stevens, and what's going on there may need a better look. At some point, because that's, I don't know. There's a folder for a dock group, but it's not really an association, and there's no bylaws. It's Mr. Stevens being nice and letting people use
I remember
docks
that. Does he have a license?
On his side, but that's another one of these coves and bays, and whether that's really his frontage to say, doesn't appear the licenses are in Stevens' name. So the whole thing is part of what's aggravating the navigation in this area, the boats on the Stevens side are also getting bigger.
See,
so if we let that grow unchecked and tell Arrowhead, well, you can't, that doesn't seem fair.
From my understanding
so
of that,
the whole thing might need a review.
Yeah.
I think it needs to all be
and
reviewed.
Maybe some of you should visit
go down and,
actually
look. Yeah.
Just take a look to appreciate it. And there's another one where there's a Dartmouth party involved who actually is in a back lot in his dock is the beginning of the Arrowhead Bay group, but he's not in their group. So they all use the Dartmouth dock to then go out to the rest of their dock.
Right.
Well, the Dartmouth ought to be in your
the
group
first
then,
one.
Because
first
you're all
one
in the
on
back
the right.
And you're all sharing the one.
It's the old Muncie dock.
It doesn't help.
I think it's dock number 81, if I remember correctly.
It's the one probably best looked at to
it sounds
appreciate.
Like that whole bay needs to be looked at in totality.
And another thing is that what I heard, I don't know how true it is, but when the dock was initially installed, that it wasn't in the right-of-way, that there was, I don't know, but we were talking about a survey.
Didn't have a survey to
we don't have a survey.
Verify how many feet the actual right-of-way was, much less where. Neighbors seemed to think they had 35 feet.
We don't know.
So we need certainly don't have a recommendation other than maybe we all go have a look, figure out what's going on.
So.
Hi, I'm the president of Arrowhead.
Well, good.
Part of our letter was that there had been mention of the Dartmouths joining our association in the past, and Secretary gave me their contact information, so we were planning on reaching out to them to join our association when we do this project, because their part of the dock would also have to be repaired at the same time.
Right.
So we would like them to join us, and that was discussed, and it makes perfect sense. It doesn't make any sense if they're not. And the extension would also help alleviate congestion back towards the shoreline, because we would have a longer walkway, and we would even be able to do 19-foot slips if we want that walkway to be even longer. The biggest problem is those first 2 foot towards shore.
Right.
And if we want to push those away from shore, we don't want more boats. And, you know, typically boats are 8 feet wide. Even if they get longer, they're not going to get a whole lot wider. So, you know, maybe we can have a regulation on what size boat.
Right.
You might provide us with a limit for
the length of the pole.
The width and length.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things.
Another.
Right now, as it stands, it's not fair when everyone's expected to pay the same amount.
I understand.
So, but those things were open to were willing.
Right. See, another thought that we had that we knew that you, we know that you have an open slip on that dock still, that if you were to eliminate that slip.
We talked about that too.
To eliminate, that was our, a little bit that happened in our discussion. If you were to eliminate that slip, it may give everyone else a little more room.
Yeah, we talked about that too, and that I think it would make our neighbor to the left happy too, because
right.
He mm-hmm. doesn't like the congestion there, and nobody's got it right now, and our association was open to that, to just eliminating it if it does help, you know, so we're not opposed to that either.
Right. See, my personal opinion, this is just my opinion.
Okay.
If you did go out 20 foot with the floating dock, I don't think it would be any more of a navigation hazard. I don't believe it, because it wouldn't stick out into the lake. It's still within that.
Right, I think it would alleviate the congestion.
I understand, but the only problem is we just want to make sure that if it does get approved, that all the commissioners go out there and evaluate it.
Sure.
And just to give their, I think their eyes, because this is a decision that you're going to make, and we don't want to end up with any litigation or anything. We want to make sure it's done right.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
and
my
the
opinion.
Other thing is if the extension isn't, if that's rejected, we definitely still want to resurface it and reinforce the understructure and all of that, too. So, but we did talk about eliminating that slip because that's
yeah.
the biggest problem slip anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why not just get rid of it?
Yeah. Okay.
We're open to all that.
It would be nice if that complaining neighbor also, when we go down and look, if they were there and then ran this past them.
I'll tell you what his complaint is. I think the dock was put in place 25 or 30 years ago when my grandparents owned our cottage. So the angle of it, he's saying it was supposed to point directly to the dam. But when the contractor went and put it in, it's kind of angled about, at the point, maybe 20 feet to the left, making his side more narrow. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something that happened 30 years ago, and we're not talking about moving the whole dock, we're just talking about resurfacing it, and that's sort of like history that I don't know that it can be undone, but that's his concern, but that was 30 years ago, and it had nothing to do with...
But if the slip was eliminated, you think that would give him more room?
That would give him more room, and also if we pushed everybody up, it would also give him more room.
You mean if there was an extension?
Correct. Yeah, we weren't talking about more slips. We were just talking about pushing them away from shore and just making them equal.
And then we would have to put a limit on the size of the boats, so there's like no pontoons in there. It'd be like 8 inches.
Yeah, nobody in their right mind would get a pontoon in there, right?
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I mean, this way here...
Yeah, if there's a restriction, that would
be fine. Get a 20-foot slip, they're going to try.
Well, we can't. They would have to be stipulated.
I will just mention to you that I'm on a community dock, and we have in our bylaws that... the newest person gets the least desirable slip, okay? And it rotates.
Mm-hmm.
They did that last year.
Yeah, we voted for that last year because that slip that's open, it was such a strange situation, and the cottage that it belonged to was on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lottery back then. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It should have been based on senior anyway. But yeah, we put that in place last year because I think that makes perfect sense. And your association might have been the one we looked at to implement it with others.
And shuffling the Stevens side may help as well, because they had pontoons that were way up with smaller boats out deeper, whereas those people could trade spots, and it would relieve the congestion in. So
he manages who gets where, like they all follow his instructions, so maybe it's a conversation with him, because that pontoon is...
Yeah. I think we need to find out what's up with all that, too, for the whole Stevens. And whose name are they in? Is it an association or not? And maybe they have restrictions as to who can be.
So what are we voting on right
now? I don't know, do we want a motion to table this until we can all go out there within the next month before our next meeting, so that all the commissioners can take a look at this to see, to evaluate it themselves?
Is the only thing that we're waiting on, all of us looking at it?
I don't plan to go out.
I trust you guys.
No, I'm fine. I would just think this is a situation where that maybe...
Mr. Stevens yet. We just kind of started looking through the paperwork and said, gee, I don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. We'll try to learn more.
Is the Arrowhead Bay...
If anybody wants to go look, I'd be happy to...
Is the Dock Association, are their records up to date in the office now?
Yes.
Yeah.
With one open license.
Right.
The Darmots, is there a procedure of them joining our association? Like, what do I do about that?
That's up to your association.
Once you get them to join and we get your new bylaws that list them as a member.
And that's it? Okay.
That's
it. I would say your club. And
he should put a request in, and then you'd have to accept the request, and it would all have to be in writing. Because he would be transferring to a community dock from a single dock. What do you think? I don't know. I'm just suggesting.
Well, it would be a change. We'd have to approve that.
Right.
Change in his dock license.
Right.
Yeah. But back to this. Does the dock inspection committee want to... One more time to go back and take a look at this before we vote on anything?
Sure. I think by next month we can have it.
I'll tell you, the more I hear about this fellow Stevens over here on the right, I'd like us to know more about those boats that are there.
Right.
And why they're there. And
I remember years ago when I was first a commissioner, he came in and explained he wasn't giving up any of his rights. It's his dock. He was just letting people use his dock.
This is the way I understood it also.
I just pulled a couple files and I found licenses issued.
To him or to the other people.
But it does need a lot more work.
I don't think that was his original intent.
I don't think so either.
But we should verify it with them, I think.
I'd like to be...
It wasn't originally his, it was like the Jim Bell Association or something, something like that.
Is Mr. Stevens a front lotter or back lotter? He's a front lotter?
Yeah. Front lotter on the bay, he made...
Is this dock on his front lot?
Depends
how you interpret that whole thing.
So he owns the whole thing. His frontage goes all the way around. It would be no different...
Not necessarily.
We'd have to look at the survey.
Yeah.
His personal dockage is out on the end of the whole point.
Right.
On the lake and then along this bay.
Right.
Nor all of these other docks.
Are we tabling this for our October meeting?
Yes. I think we can have it solved by then.
Is that a motion?
It's my motion.
I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Richards. This is, and the Charlesleys are here with us this morning. They own a cottage on Noontide. And they became aware of a piece of property too small to build on that had a dock license that we revoked, the name of Richards.
Right, I remember
and,
that.
And he has that property for sale. They'd like to buy it, and in fact, they have an accepted offer that's pending our agreement to allow them a dock license.
Are we talking Frank Richards down at the base of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would be acquiring that vacant lot along with his spot.
Doug,
and your permanent residence is up on Noontide where you live full-time.
We've denied
people. And you meet all the minimum specs. I make the emotion that we allow them.
We can't.
Why not?
Because it's not developed property.
But
they have
developed property.
I know, but we have denied people in the past who've had developed property someplace else and then buy... which isn't adjoining. We can't.
Not when we have denied them when they had access and already had a dock.
No, we haven't. Maybe.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We have not this board decided not to tie one piece of property to an undeveloped property and allow licenses and docks.
That was when the developed property already had licenses for either frontage or other dock uses. It was not a situation where they were in the district and did not own
anything.
Yeah,
the one that comes to mind is Bill Woodcock. Bill wanted to...
tie one piece.
But he was doing it for business commercial reasons. And it wasn't... And he had his own docks already. That was the one that sticks in my mind.
Well, the other one, too, was Hutton Bay, where Dale Young wanted to tie those licenses for that vacant property in Hutton Bay to the lakefront, where there was 100-and-some feet where they already had
docks.
And the other issue there, I believe, with Mr. Witkoff, was that the properties were large enough to build on and meet the requirements.
Right.
And it was this one, so is this property that this Richards dock is at the end of, if this property were to stand alone and someone were to come in and buy it, does it meet the minimum square footage to build a 500-square-foot lot and install a septic?
No. This solves a whole lot of stuff of what we're going to go, what happens with that dock.
So it's...
And it accommodates people who are in the district, full-time residents, who don't have any dock access because they're like fifth tier up or fourth tier up.
So then rather being akin to a front lot, it's more akin to a right-of-way? Like someone who's a back lot owner has a right-of-way to the lake to get a dock?
They'd be buying a right-of-way to the lake, basically.
Well, then that's the
difference. It's a lot, but I don't believe it's big enough to build that, right? It's that little corner thing where they tried when he came in and requested it. See, he also, Frank Richards, wanted, he sold his Woodside property. And his dock, and that's when he wanted to put the dock in on this vacant property. At that point in time, he no longer owned any district property.
We still have that same issue with Bob and Shirley, who own a house outside the district, but have that little piece of that little dock, which we agreed that while it was still in their name.
Yeah.
But should that transfer, that dock had to go. Well, I think that's a little bit of a different situation, because that, well, that...
Here we are, making the rules as we go along.
No, I am not making the rules.
Yes, we are.
The reason it's different is because that's a buildable lot.
It's a buildable lot, and it was a license...
Not where Bob and Shirley are. It's not.
Sure it is.
Yes, it is.
Not only that, that was a license that was issued previously to the 500 square, it's a grandfathered license that they've had since the beginning of time.
I think we're looking at another lawsuit.
I don't think so. From who? Who's going to sue us if they have property in the district?
People who've been denied tying their frontage.
Right from the beginning, it also states just because one gets it doesn't mean everything is equal across the board.
I know.
You know, this to me is a win-win situation. I'm sorry. It resolves the fact that Richards wanted the license and couldn't get the license. Here we got people who have been on a waiting list.
Yeah.
They're willing to put in the financial commitment and acquire that parcel. It's going to be, they own it to access the lake. From license it as a back dock if you want. It's no different than the Charlie Zom situation where they're up on Chauncey, they got vacant lot and access the water that way. It's not a community dock.
Charlie Stewart and Michelle Miller,
this will become a lakefront property then.
They can't
it
build
can't
on
be a lakefront property. It's four tiers up on Noontide.
Okay, I'm okay. The only thing I just want to know, you live by Sunset, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you don't have a dock right now. So your property, you meet the criteria to 500 square foot.
Oh, yes, yes.
You meet the 500 square foot. You have a septic system.
Yeah.
Now, this is fine with me as long as if we're consistent in the future, is that, because what I've heard in the past is that if you own an area H, you can't own a dock in area J. But if this is going to go through, I mean, it's fine with me. But we have to be consistent in the future to make it right. You know what I mean?
To clarify that was for...
That violates our rules.
No. To clarify what Dave is saying, when they implemented the waiting list, what they were saying is if something opened up in your area, in area G, as a back lot with a community dock, then you could access through one of these multiple community dock associations. This is different. This is one individual. It doesn't follow that same criteria. It's completely different.
I'm not aware of any similarly situated situation where we have denied people.
I'm not either.
Okay. I know of others, but they aren't similar.
They aren't similar. It's a completely different situation.
Can I have a motion to approve their request?
I make a motion to approve.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. And I deny it. So it doesn't...
I'm going to vote for it.
Okay, that passes.
Motion
I
passes.
Would like my objections in the minutes. We are not following our own rules.
Now, you still have to submit a request for a dock license.
Doesn't
and you'll have to have the survey and copy of your deed and proof for your personal dwelling that the septic is approved. Okay.
We are not, for the record, Commissioner Amick keeps stating that we're making up the rules as we go along. I do not see it that way. I think what we are doing is interpreting the policy. This is not, we are not approving a community multiple dock down there. They will own it. They
yes.
will be the owner of record for that frontage.
Then it becomes frontage, doesn't it?
It's lakefront now. It's lakefront. It's just not buildable lakefront.
So they become lakefront owners.
When they buy this, they will own a parcel on the lakefront, but their home will still be
back lot.
It makes no difference.
Really?
Yes,
We're tying a back lot to a lakefront.
No, we're not. They're going to own the two separate parcels. Doug, Russ Heslin had said, if you own multiple parcels, we don't have to tie them together.
Okay,
it's
we'll
a lakefront that they will own.
This is not the last word.
Okay.
Is that dock presently licensed?
No.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It was re-licensed or revoked? Okay, old business. Zimbo and Annette's.
Would you pass that down, take one and pass it? That's for Amanda's. If you have extra, I'll take them back. Tom?
I haven't looked at the letter from Ms. Annette, but I have looked through the package from Mr. Zimbo, which is a compilation of documents that I believe are already in our possession. And it's a, there's a cover letter to us explaining what each of these documents are. I don't know if you've all had an opportunity to go through those.
On this request to be a lakefront, to receive lakefront status, Amanda, I've looked this over very carefully, and the fly in the ointment, even though you own the right-of-way, other people cannot be denied access over your property to get to the water. Therefore, under the exclusive use and enjoyment of lake frontage, you technically don't have that because you can't exclude people who have deeded easements. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of a convoluted thing. It took me a long time to understand this, but there's no way you can have exclusive use of that property because how many families have easements over that right-of-way that you own? Now, what good does that right-of-way do you? Not a whole heck of a lot. You're paying taxes for something that means almost nothing. Literally. What you might better do is turn that into a not-for-profit right-of-way. Get those people who are using that right-of-way to help you maintain it. Okay? And if you do a not-for-profit, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on that. That's the only way I can see that you're going to get out of this whole mess. It's a mess.
Are you offering her legal advice?
No, I'm just making a suggestion. You can check with your attorney about that and see if that's something you want to do. But you can't have front lot status because you can't bar other people who are back lotters from coming down.
There is one thing relating to that. In the 1956 deed, it doesn't specify where the right-of-way stands. It says it's over or to use lot 91.
So is there a survey that shows that right-of-way?
Not as a right-of-way.
There is, it specifies in there that it's that the right of way is 20 foot on the easterly side of lot 91. It's in everybody's deeds. You've got a copy of it right there. You can read
so it's this part on the survey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's postdated to the 1956 deed, which is in my deed. Refer to in my deed.
Referring to this 20 foot strip.
No, my deed doesn't refer to the 20-foot.
So your deed refers to the whole.
It says to use lot 91.
So it's referring to the whole lot 91. So the early deed allows them to use all of lot 91, not just the 20 feet.
It says right away to use 91, but it doesn't specify where. It specifies in that particular deed in 1956, the use of the roadway, the use of the walkway, and the use of 91.
That's How many people have an easement? How many people have deeds with an easement?
I'm not sure, maybe...
Mr. Ziembo, do you know? I know Rita and Howard Hunt. And who else? Is there more back there that have that?
Rick Wallen.
Rick Wallen, for sure.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, okay?
And the verbiage is others.
Others, we don't really know.
There could be more.
Yeah, and I tried to research that, but there was, those lots were, it was divided up into 20 lots back in 1955, and they just made a bunch of right-of-ways, and they said it'd be almost impossible. You have to go through every deed to find out.
So the only ones who use it, though, are the Waldens and Rita Hunt, no?
Mr. Ziembo.
Well, how do the Waldens and Hunts get down to the lakefront?
They don't have a dock, but they have a right to get down.
They have a right to get down there and go swimming.
They could, and exercise their rights by walking down there every year.
Okay.
Do they?
Okay.
No. You can own a right-of-way, like there's other right-of-ways on the lake, okay? That there's 3 or 4 members on that dock committee, but they own the right-of-way, like on the other side of the lake. Our other people, I mean, I know that on Amanda's deed that other people are allowed to go down to the lake, but are other people allowed to go down there and go on the dock? Yeah, I mean, there's a, you can go to the water's edge, but I mean, are they allowed? Because for insurance, I mean, I'm not saying insurance reasons, but if someone was to fall down there, it's her, Amanda owns the frontage to that, and which, well, I'm just saying, there's an issue there, too.
I know.
There's an issue. There's a big issue.
It's more of a detriment for her owning a right-of-way.
It really is. It's almost as if you should have never bought it from him.
We left this, if my recollection is correct, at our last meeting where we discussed this whole issue, was that the ball was back in the court of Amanda and
Mr. Ziembo.
Mr. Ziembo, because the issue is above the 1450, there are two, as I recall, quitclaim deeds that Amanda is taking the position that those entitle her to that to exclusive use, and that being her front lot. But quitclaim deeds don't cut it for us. We have, they need to know, there has to be, what do they call them?
Warranty deeds.
Yeah, this is a warranty deed from DePalma to Annis. What do you have a quitclaim deed for?
The quitclaim deed was for the portion of the roadway.
Oh.
And with due respect to my
even a warranty deed can be subject to...
So I had the quitclaim deed to get it entirely in my name.
Oh, okay, this is the warranty deed from De Palma to you and your husband.
My ex-husband, yes.
Okay.
So...
And now you have...
The name is taken off.
You have a...
Entirely in my name.
Further deed after this one, so this is not the most current deed.
No, but that's the warranty deed as opposed to the quitclaim deed, which last time wasn't sufficient. So this is the warranty deed.
Is this a new deed that we haven't seen?
No, this is the...
No, this is the one from 2008.
Which, that portion of the deed has not changed. It's just that his name was taken off, therefore it became a quitclaim deed.
As a result of a divorce?
Correct.
Okay, that's normal. But I think we still have the issue that even if this is a warranty deed, is Mr. Ziembo, he's still contesting her claim to that.
Well, I think the question would be, do we have the DePalma deed? But it's not our position to have to do all of this research. Very often attorneys will throw in little paragraphs that they never had the right to put in just to satisfy their buyers and sellers.
Sure.
And this
whether
was
there's
situation
any legality
in the past,
to it.
Prior to Mr. Ziembo owning the property. But regardless, I do about the 1450, which is the lake definitions.
But you abut the 1450 at a portion where your deed and your purchase authorizes. Right now we don't know the number of people, but it for herein after authorizes certain people to have access to the lake along with you on lot 91.
I understand what you're saying, but it's still the lake's in the policies and definition. It says abuts the 1450.
But you won't have exclusive use, so
What's your purpose in wanting to be this property to be considered lakefront? Other than to pay more property tax for it.
I pay the same amount now, do I not?
Depends on what they assess you, because I don't think they really...
Well, I'm already paying taxes on that, and they have been...
Has it been assessed as front line?
I don't know that they designated the difference as to whether it's front lot or back lot. They just assess the market value.
I understand.
It's either full-time, seasonal...
Well, if it abuts the 1450, it's, $1,000 a foot for the first 50 feet of the land?
Malcolm Beach is like 1,700.
It's different, and areas vary due to the land, the surrounding land.
That tax doesn't vary whether that front lot is improved or not. It's by the foot, period. Whether you've got improvements there or not, that's separate from that front tax.
So what is it that you want from this? What are you looking for? These people have easements, so they have the right to walk on this property to get to the lake. So what is it you're looking for?
Well, with respect to the existing dock that's down there, I understand in the past the board, their position was that the no reconstructuring had to be done at that point in 2011.
Okay, you understand that the exclusive view stops at the water's edge?
Yes.
Okay. Stops at the water's edge. It doesn't include docks.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So what is it you're looking for?
I just have a clarification on my key brain. So you're saying her dock, a back cottage couldn't go on her dock because it stops at the water's edge?
No, it means she might not have exclusive use once we're in the water.
Okay, thank you.
But so then I've got another question. I've got another question with Mr. Ziembo on there. On her sharing a dock with her, does that become a community dock with a need for a community dock agreement?
There never has been one formed.
Well, what are we trying to do now?
There's never been a community dock formed officially. There's nothing in writing that I'm aware of.
We're penalizing other people for not having community dock agreements. I'm just throwing it out there. Is it a community dock?
And there's another factor.
I don't know that we're penalizing other people. We're trying to get
bring them into compliance.
I don't know that we're penalizing anyone.
There is another factor in this case in which I remember, even our attorney mentioned that once there's a change, that we're going to make it right. We're going to try to make it right. And on this dock, the other boat sets on someone else's frontage, in which the other people did demand that we not let this happen, if you recall back when that other family was here. But I know that they're very ill now, and they can't even
represent
They objected.
Yeah, but we didn't. We said...
No, I know. I understand that. But now that there's a change, does this board want to come in to our rules and make it right?
What's the change?
The change is ownership, if they do sell the property.
Who?
Ziembo.
Ziembo?
Yeah, that's what started this. I put in
a request for a sale. Okay. Or do we continue and then all around the lake, our other lakefront owners going to say, well, we can go over on your property due to the fact, but we're making sure that we're holding off on that there's a 5-foot buffer, but we're not treating everyone consistently the same, and we're not.
If I recall, this is the property where when we went out and looked at it, it was a right-of-way. It was not a front lot. So it was understood that when we went down to this dock where this particular family was upset that this boat was swaying over, we also had nearly a 90-degree angle.
I understand.
That went down. So not only is there a change in Mr. Ziembo wanting to sell his property, but we're also saying that there's a change to the character of the property that was understood to be a right-of-way, and now someone is saying, no, it's not a right-of-way, it's a front lot. And that changes everything. If this is not a right-of-way and she's going to build a 500-square-foot dwelling and put a septic in there and stop those people from using it, then that would be a significant change, two significant changes. So I guess that's the question. Are they changing the character of the property as well as having someone sell?
I don't think you can build that.
Nobody's
Amanda, is that right-of-way that you own,
Is it big enough to put a septic in a house on?
No, it's a full parcel, including the back portion.
The back portion is where the residence is?
Yeah.
But you could you put a, no?
It's only 20 foot wide.
All right.
It would be no different than the right-of-way, or the property that you're going to be buying on Trail 9.
Oh, all right, well, there you go.
It would be no different.
And so there's no difference there?
No.
Oh.
But I'm saying that there's a dock that they're going to tie in with their property.
There is a big difference, because that trail, well, there is. There is, and the sarcasm doesn't add to the discussion. They are not creating a right-of-way or adding a right-of-way. That is an absolute 100% individual privately owned.
Right.
This is an area where back for the last 55 years, it has designated it as a right-of-way to multiple property owners.
I understand.
Big difference.
But it does not state anywhere, from what I have read, they have a right to access to water, but I have not read where there's a right to have another dock.
There isn't supposed to be that anywhere. Show me anywhere where they can deed the right to a dock on property they don't own. Everything is about the access to the water.
I understand.
On your community dock,
I have dockage in my deed.
Because they conveyed it doesn't mean it exists.
RG&E conveyed it.
Because our attorney has said you can't convey what you don't own.
Well, RG&E owned it and they conveyed it.
Conveyed what?
The properties and the right-of-way and the
dockage. You have a 15-foot right-of-way using 85-foot of frontage that is in other people's, in front of other people.
It's been in existence
since 1959. It's a right to access the water. This has been in existence since 55.
Okay, I have a question. I don't know if I should ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and you can tell me if I'm out of line, Joe, okay? Mr. Ziambo, you own property that's a couple lots away?
Yes.
I don't know how much frontage you own, 50-foot, 100-foot, or whatever. But if your neighbor was to infringe 10-foot onto your property by putting a dock right on the lot line and putting a boat on your property, would you have a problem with that? Because due to the fact that there is a problem with the other neighbor.
Yeah, but there is a problem. But what you had ruled before, which made perfect sense to me, is once you hit the 1450 line, then the lines go straight to the lake. And that's what you explained to the property owner, and we haven't had an issue with them since. I mean, they have a complaint.
Well, they're very ill. They're very ill.
There's been no issue at all. I even gave you pictures of the dock. I mean, there's a lot of room down there. It's not where we're infringing on anybody's areas.
But your question still stands to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about putting together a community dock down there, but Amanda, is trying to go for this lakefront dock license and is not interested in talking about it.
See, the way I look at it is a right-of-way, or if you own a right-of-way, most of the time is owned by two or three people. And this you could consider it a right-of-way. Even if it's not considered a front lot, it's a right-of-way. People have an easement to go down to the lake to get to the water. But does it give them the right to have a dock? And this is my only problem.
This property has had the right to have a dock all the way back to 1984. I mean, I got the records as you asked me to the last time. That's as far back as we can get the records. And I don't want to get into this whole dock thing, but the property that Amanda has, the first current record of a dock for that property is 2006. That's the first time that property has ever had a dock, and three of those licenses were never even signed. And that's all the stuff that I got supplied to them. So, I mean, you can go all the way up to 2008 before you get a signed dock license for their property. And we're sitting here talking about taking away a dock from a piece of property that's had one since 1984.
Now, isn't this dock and this...
Sorry, that's inaccurate.
The guy that owned both of those properties?
Yeah, but that's not yours. That's the one for my property. That is when Feldman owned my property and got a dock license from Hesse, and that's the dock license.
And then Wells? on my property?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
These are all relating to 8483 Glen Road, my property.
Right, yes, your property, right?
Yeah, that was all, that was property flipping and manipulating licenses without the authority of the commission, is basically what that was.
Prior to that, that property did not have doctors, it came off of Genevieve Hussey. When Mr. Feldman bought it, he slid it sideways.
And it was never approved.
Yeah, never approved.
Correct, it was never approved to slide that dock sideways, and there's no record of it ever being voted on, absolutely not.
RJ sold 20-foot right-of-way to Money Feldman, back in the '90s.
The dock has been there since 1956. In the record.
The dock has been here since 1956?
Yeah, I mean, I have in my title where the owner of my property asked the Russell families whether they could put steps in a dock, I mean, I don't know what the hell.
That was an agreement between the two parties, individually, personally, between those two parties, because it wasn't there existing in 1974.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, so the property owner, I mean, space is up, the property owner, the property that I own, actually put the steps in the dock to go down to the lake.
Well, I suppose we could.
I don't have a solution.
I don't either.
Well, I went to the law, you know, I've gone to the lawyers, that's why I need an answer from this commission. I've been to two lawyers, both of them said totally the exact same thing, it makes no difference who owns the right-of-way, it's not private property, it's for use in common with others, and there's no legal action that I can get a lawyer to even take, I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, I own, I have the right to go down the right-of-way to get to the lake, I have a valid dock license, the property's had a valid dock license, I don't know.
Why are we taking it away now?
Yeah, I mean, do I need?
Because there's.
I need a court order, I mean.
Taking it away, we just didn't approve the precinct.
We just didn't approve it, we're not taking the dock away from you right now, we're not taking your dock away, we're just denying the presale.
Right, which stops, which completely stops it from selling the property.
Dock.
You know, so it stops it from selling the property, because without the dock, as you know, you know, I mean, who's going to want this to be a lot without being able to access the waterfront?
No, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm looking at it both ways, believe me, I am, but I can't honestly say that I could agree with the transfer of the dock. Well, you own it, I could say, yes, you could keep that dock, but I, myself, I think we're making a mistake, we're setting a precedence, and it's going to just come back and.
Setting a precedence that you're going to.
As far as infringing other people's property, because when we go out on inspections of the dock committee, and when there's an issue that comes up, or a property sale, like on the other side of the lake, there was like four properties, front lot properties, they're all infringing on each other, and one neighbor complained. So they're going to all come into compliance with everything now at this point in time, so there's no other problems in the future.
All right, so just let me hear, okay, so we're not approving my presale because I don't have the right to go down to the lake, or I don't have the right to have a dock. We're approving it, we're not approving it because the docks need to be reconfigured, which everybody was willing to do until that letter came out a year ago when it said that the Clevens didn't, that the Purcells didn't have to move their dock, that we didn't have to reconstruct the dock. So if we're going to go back, then I think the motion should be that the dock needs to be reconstructed.
Unless we limit the size to.
Let's go back for it and reconstruct the dock. I mean.
Well, at one point in time, that was on the table. It definitely was on the table.
And it was taken off by the commissioners because they came down, and you come down with the lawyer and everything and said that nobody's being infringed upon because once you hit the 1450 line, the line goes straight into the lake, and there's more than enough room the way it is. And that was, I thought the decision, you know, back then, when we sent the letter out, I mean, I sent copies of it, or I gave everybody copies of that letter.
I remember.
Yeah, so, I mean, if that's the decision, then that shouldn't affect us. I mean, these docks are, it's a shame to rip apart, but that's what needs to be done, I guess,
I'm trying to think, Pat, right?
Yes.
You own down there also.
I'm sorry.
You own down there in that area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And now, as far as you can go back, do you remember that dock being there for, I don't know how long you've been there. I know you've been around the lake for many, many years. But the dock situation down there has been in that building.
At one time, there was six docks, but Ms. Hussey had, she had four of the docks, and she didn't have a permit for any of them. And it was, maybe it was a valid report.
She had went the other one, and then she acquired another one, and she was under a dock licensing.
Okay, Dan. I can visualize it, Danny can verbalize it.
Okay.
But there was always a dock there. And as far as the particulars, I know Danny's done extensive work too, along with everybody else.
See, my thing is that when we did go down there, there was so much construction that would have to be done for everyone. It would be a burden on everyone to start knocking everything down, tearing docks down. You would have to move your dock over. This one would have to move this one in order, because there was infringement on the 20-foot right-of-way. Am I right? From your neighbor. Their dock was infringing on your right-of-way. But at this point, there's a sale. I don't know. If this board wants to vote on it this time, I don't... Or do you want to just let it stay as we ruled before?
I haven't heard anything that's convinced me that I'm ready to vote on anything.
I know, I'm not ready to vote on it either. I just, it's a nightmare.
I just throw this out as a thought. Maybe, I mean, it is district property. If we go down there and look at how we think it could best be set up so that nobody loses their dock, but yet is minimal impact on their neighbors, and just say, this is it.
And
limit the size of boats.
We could, for Mr. Zambo, if we approved it, we could limit the size to a rowboat size, something that isn't going to infringe over on the front water. I mean, we could do that.
The boat we have there doesn't infringe on any, where it's parked now, on anybody, right? It doesn't, does it infringe on...
Well, we could.
Depends how you look at the lines coming down from the 14th.
Yeah, but
well, they're first, they're for the steez docks, but then they have that little, like, walkout pier down there, but that's still quite a ways away.
No, I know, they don't want it.
They don't want it. So, was it his boat that was infringing on their property?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, if we approve, would a canoe size infringe on their frontage?
I don't know if a canoe says you'd have to go down there and look at it again and take a measurement. I can't really say.
And what good is giving somebody a dock license for a canoe?
Well, at least they can swim off the dock, whatever.
Then we start a whole other issue that the property I own always had the center dock. Last time, a year ago, you switched that to Amanda's property and took it away from my property. So then we start a whole thing of who should have the big dock.
That's inaccurate as well.
Yes. No, that's not inaccurate.
It is. With the Freedom of Information Act legislation or information that was provided to both of us, this center dock, or Mr. Zambo had 143 up until like 2006 or 2007. Prior to that, it was on my address.
142B.
No, 142.
142B.
Went with that.
Yeah. And you had 143, which was the outside dock, and you never got that until 2006.
Because Feldman sell a property without a license? Is that what he tried? Yeah, he's tried selling a property that had a license without... He tried controlling the license for whatever property he owned without going through the proper channels of having it transferred. And then had it transferred...
B 142 historically was with this property.
And that was under whose name?
I
understand.
And there's more than enough room on this right of way for two boats mm-hmm. with without infringing, if you're going to call it infringing, onto the property next to it, they've just got to be reconstructed. And that's what we originally were going to do years ago, and then that got all tabled when they decided to just leave everything and tell the neighbors that we were infringing because of the 1450 line, the extended line straight down to the water, and then you don't infringe on it.
Is that something everyone would agree on today?
As far as?
What you said that what you were going to do?
Well, you would need to get...
We were working with Amanda's husband at the time.
Isn't that center post in that one area the big problem?
Yeah, you would have to get Rick
Purcell.
I mean, quite honestly, it'll be a financial burden on everybody. But, I mean, I know I can't afford it right now. I don't know about Mr. Purcell.
I just think it's a sad commentary on all of you that you can't work this out yourselves without having to bring this before this board again and again and again.
We have tried.
You've got plenty of room to do it.
And it
really is disappointing that people can't get along to the point where everybody can enjoy this lake.
We've gone to Amanda and asked her personally, and she
honestly
will not work with us.
I'm just it aggravates me and it disappoints me.
I think
you can't get along to the point where
if
there's not room enough, that's one thing. But when there's room enough and you can't get along to the point where you can help your neighbor, good grief. What's the matter with you?
I agree. I would like this all to stop.
And unfortunately, just as Deb said, you bought it with these rights to these other people, have that right to access that. You bought giving them that opportunity. Perhaps you'd want to consider selling that off, or maybe you all jointly buy it and control it by everyone who's on that frontage. And keep yours as a back lot with a community dock that would be transferable towards any new owner. Mm-hmm. What you're trying to do makes no sense, considering the fact that you bought something that you got to deal
nothing.
With now. No, it means everything. These people have access through that
but
lot.
But it means nothing to you, Amanda. I mean,
it does.
It's a pig and a poke. I mean, it's going to be more of a burden financially than it's any advantage, because you can't get the rights of a front lot owner. You can't have exclusive use because everybody's gotten the deed that they can walk across your property.
Well, we've bandered this enough. I'll entertain a motion if you've got one, but I don't have one that I can give you.
I'll make the motion that we authorize the pre-sale license transfer. We've done that in other areas where they don't have a dock association with the contingency that this problem is out there and will have to be addressed. For now, they have access and a dock to use for the sale. We approved Gary Clinton's a while back for his, which seems to be a problem that now we're rescinding on. It's up to the seller to full disclosure for anyone who may be buying.
Do we have a second?
No second. I guess I have to withdraw it.
Okay. I've
got two seconds. Can I throw it
in? Danny wants to talk to
you. Yeah, Dan.
I went down with Rick and Emil and we measured that all up down there, and if you took down Hussey's original dock, which is a no-brainer with a chainsaw, put in a 14-inch dock in the middle of the 20-foot right-of-way, there would be two posts that Rick would have to move underneath the canopy one. Mm-hmm. That could stay the same. Put in two more posts and take out the posts so that it would allow two pontoons to sit in there and still have it offset, believe it or not.
It could be done.
I'm not saying it couldn't be done. It could be done.
Cost-wise, you're putting two posts in under the big dock and some bracing. One post for a 14-inch walkway in between two pontoons. That's what I have in the code. They work fine.
Do you have anything to say, Pat, about this at all?
No, I just came in to reserve the meeting.
That was the restructuring that mathematically worked.
I think there were plans. I'm not sure. I think those plans were presented, but then it was decided.
They were. There was even a line on the dock. I was down there, and there was even a line on the dock where they would have to cut it off at that point in time. But right now, I honestly would like to see all the neighbors get together. If everyone could get together and try to work this out and then present it to the board, I think it would be much better. If you can get the four neighbors who are all involved in this and where their land is and where their lines are, that may be a solution. But, I mean, honestly, but at this point in time, the board can't make a decision. You can see that now.
All right. New business. One that I want to put in there that we talked about and is a resolution on contractors.
Yes.
Joe has put something together. It's fairly brief. If you take a look at it, we could, we can vote today or we can wait till October meeting.
I know Dick isn't here, so maybe you...
Don't we, when we do something like this, aren't we supposed to have at least 2 weeks' notice to meet? I thought, so...
There's not going to be any construction going on anyway until the lake goes down.
It wouldn't take effect November 1st anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Everybody has it, that's it. The 2012 calendar.
If anyone needs a calendar, I got some extras.
I don't want to take my phone out.
All right, for October, did we settle on the 27th at 9:30?
Yeah, and I can't be there.
You cannot be there.
No, I didn't.
The 20th is the FOLA meeting.
How about the 19th, the Friday night?
How come this calendar shows the 27th as a Friday?
No.
I picked this up off the internet. Did I get a bum calendar?
Wow.
Are you looking at 2013?
Yeah, you're looking at the top down.
Top half.
Yeah, it shows the 27th as a...
Of what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is a Saturday. I see it starts on a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy way to do a calendar.
Excuse me, it's a Monday.
I can make it Friday night on the 26th.
October?
Can I make it then?
That weekend.
No, I can't.
That Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I can't do it.
No, I can't.
The week before, the 19th on a Friday, could you do it?
Yes, I could.
How about everybody else?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I know I don't like it either, but...
Well,
if
it's
the
20th just,
is full,
you know, it was in the past that this board set their meetings, and if we had three commissioners that were able to make it, we had the meeting. If we didn't, we canceled it.
Yeah.
This continuously month by month going over the calendars, working on everyone's other commitments it's impossible because you can't do any long-term planning. Because I don't know when the next district meeting is going to be.
Well, if we can finish out the year, at least it'll be somewhat long-term, so that if you haven't made any commitments for November and December yet, we'll be good.
Well, we've already got commitments. You have commitments, Debbie has
commitments. Not for November and December.
For October already, though, and we're in just trying to schedule October's meeting.
Okay, so the 19th, does that work for you?
Oh,
no. October 19th?
Yep. The cupboard may come back and say, he can't make it. Will we reschedule it?
Well, if we've got three that can make it.
Is that a Thursday evening?
You just said it.
So. Well, that's right. Well, three of us could maybe make it on the 27th.
I didn't realize the week starts on a Monday up here. Friday evening.
Yeah, so we're looking at October.
You're looking at October. The 19th is a Friday night.
What time?
6:30.
Look at the top,
The week starts on Monday.
I did
the same thing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, between the Rules Committee and the district meeting and the FOLA meeting, that's an awful lot in 3 days. I'm not happy with the 19th.
How many can make it on the 19th?
I can make it on the 19th.
I can. Can you make that, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
At what time will we be meeting at the 19th?
6:30. How's that sound?
Fine. Now, in November, the 17th, I know that's not good for me.
That's
well, that's Friday night. No, Friday night is good
the
for
16th
me.
Is a Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I can make it the 16th or the 23rd, not a problem.
Are we going to continue Friday night meetings now?
Just for what?
Who's making this decision here?
No, everybody's got a say in this.
We've got a say in it. 16th or 17th is fine with me. The 23rd and 24th gets the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
I can make it, but it might not be good for some. How about the 16th or the 17th?
16th, I'd like. That's my opinion.
We went to the Saturday morning meetings already.
I know, I understand that, but I know the 17th, I won't be available.
You won't be available on the 17th?
No.
I can make either day.
I can too.
Okay. So, Maggie?
What? I prefer the 17th in the morning. People are starting, the lake is down, people are closing up their cottages.
Yeah.
If they come out for a Friday night meeting, they may not have any place to stay other than drive home. Days are getting shorter, we've already moved into the Saturday meetings by this time.
I'd like to say, I'm not crazy about being out at night.
Okay.
Me either.
I don't
okay.
have
All
to.
Right,
so
let's
be
go
a
17th. With November 17th, okay.
At 9:30?
At 9:30.
At what time?
9:30,
yeah. So that'll have four there. We may have a win, lose, or draw on some of the issues, but mm-hmm. whatever. Okay. And in December?
Why don't we stick with the 15th? 15th be the third weekend.
Okay.
Okay. So that'll wrap it up for this year.
That's fine. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was easier than...
The next item is marking and enforcement of the no-wake zones. Who put that one on?
I had somebody come in the office and inquire, want to know what the board could do about that.
Now, we put out, what, six? Maybe? There's no-wake...
Oh,
boys.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. People go inside.
Well, I know
them,
that.
You know,
I watch up all the time.
Five of the Landowners Association had acquired five additional from Parks and Recreation, and I think they had been putting out four. There's probably about eight or nine of the big barrel ones. A couple of things and this no-wake zones, Donnie, you said someone complained about it. Another thing had been brought to my attention, which kind of brings it all together, is that the creek area and the dam area, those are particularly two areas where they have a tendency to speed. Well, then also brought up about the wires. And I think someone had said that there was the possibility of a helicopter rides next year. There's been a couple of the smaller aircraft that come through. There's so much more of, you know, any day there could be a parasailer or anybody else out on the water. What does anybody have any idea what we can do to get those big orange balls maybe over on those wires?
Yeah.
Because then we could designate on the inside of the orange balls as an absolute 5-mile-an-hour zone. I think right now it's 15.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little bit more of a incentive to the people around, not to mention the fact with aircraft, we ain't going to stop them. They tried in the past stopping airplanes. I don't know that we legally have the right to stop them. So maybe we should, maybe New York State Electric and Gas could get those. I don't have any clue how they get the orange balls on those wires.
You know that just a plate in bed and breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
He's got those up there. I can give him a call and ask him how he got those.
No, there's got, I mean, I'm sure that it's not that difficult, you know. Farmers in their fields have them out there.
Yeah.
How do they get up there and who does them? And how can we get them up there?
Your action item, you get it.
Yeah.
That's for the planes, huh? How many planes are on the lake?
There's none on the lake, but there is talk of someone who might last next year want to be doing helicopter rides.
We used to have a hydroplane.
Yeah, where they had that land on the...
Yeah, I saw one land on the lake a couple years ago.
And then they had the ones that...
Scared the jeepers out of us one night on the lake. We were on the phone.
On the approved landing list.
There's...
Yeah, there's not really much that we can do to stop them.
It's an approved landing.
Right.
And what we can do is...
There you go with your next million.
Yeah, there you go. I'll have a plane.
What we can do though is...
You'll be flying in for the meetings.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think what they did do in the past is they would not authorize docking space for a pontoon plane, whatever they call it. Because that had been requested in the past. Not to say we wouldn't do it now, because I see no reason not to, actually, if they had them.
Are there any other agenda items that Dana would want to bring up, or I'm going to go to the open forum?
We
have an executive session.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah.
One other point on new business, and I know that it doesn't appear anywhere in there, other than we do not allow fencing on our district property.
Right.
We don't address invisible dog fencing. And that can be a problem. I think we may want to review invisible dog fencing, because invisible dog fencing that is not notified keeps a dog in, but does not necessarily keep anyone out of the range of a dog on our property. And I know four different areas where there's invisible fencing, so we may just want to make sure that we have them.
Do we know who has them?
That we know who has them and authorize approval of them.
Bigger thing from the newsletter.
Yeah. Invisible dogs, who has those? Too.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Beware.
Okay.
I remember those were popular.
Is anyone in our audience here because you want to address the board? Two people? Three people? Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jeff Grunsbach. I know you guys have been sitting here and talking about things, and we have a very difficult job with property lines and all that stuff. I have a little conflict with my neighbor. I'm next to the Caceras. I don't know if you know the property owner. My name is Jeff Grunsbach. Grunsbachs have owned it for 33 years. What has come up is James Ball surveyed this in 08. I never accepted the survey, but I do have a survey that my property line was surveyed. And the conflict is, let me get this right here. Yes, here's the conflict, sir. The conflict is here. This was surveyed. The Grunsbach has owned it for 33 years. This James Ball resurveyed four properties along Klein Acres down there, and he came up with that my dock, is 10 feet into the Caceres property. And how he came about with that was he surveyed the Cox's property back in 05. This was done in 08. And the problem I see is he surveyed that and shifted the property lines in the Cox's towards the Caceres. They were fighting. And then the Cox's sold and left, and now the Caceras are fighting with me because they say it's shifted over to this way. The problem I have, I've researched it. I've done all the research I can. I can't find proof that these projected lines are right or wrong. But the only thing I can come up with is there was a water pump here between two property lines prior to my owning it and prior to the Caceras owning it that was put on the property line, which you notice right here. His shed would be on the property line if you look this way. Now, this says it's 7 feet back and 10 feet back. Anybody knows way back when there was no rules, no things, they put this right on the property line. And if you look, if this property line shot down here, it would be where that pump was, because this pump was shared between these two properties.
I remember that situation.
For the record?
Yes.
Property line ends.
Correct.
Right there.
These are projected lines.
Projected lines by an arbitrary surveyor who is doing nothing more than extending parallel lines down to the water, which is not necessarily what this board has to go with.
Okay.
And I would assume that this, again, is one of those areas where because of the contour of the water, they went this way.
Right.
And, you know, it ended here, and they went that way. They were not parallel lines to the water.
Correct, correct. Now, I know this area I do not own. I maintain it. I have the rights to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you people have the jurisdiction on it.
Right.
Okay? My contention is that this was built back in 33 years ago. Me and my father got permits, did all the right stuff, and this has been like this forever. Mm-hmm. Now, a surveyor comes along and says, wait a minute, this is all wrong. Now, he's changed all these along here, has cocked them, that like in Caceres, they want to cut 4 feet off this way, add 10 feet here. The next one is so many feet, so many feet. So,
do you have the original survey to your property?
The trouble is I can't find any of it. My father passed away, and a lot of the records were gone with him.
Would it be in Belmont?
Me and my wife went down. We tried to research everything. There's not many surveys that were registered back then.
Is there a file down here? Is there a property description?
Of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have some of the stuff, and this break wall was rebuilt in 05. I have pictures of the old break wall. The footprint never got any bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that original break wall was railroad tie walls. If you know the area, mm-hmm. I have a railroad tie wall over here. And this is, I'm slowly rebuilding because the ties are falling apart. This footprint never changed, and that railroad tie wall was built back 33 years ago. So my problem is, Caceres want to build a new dock, a new deck, the whole thing. I don't have a problem. He is 50 feet 9 inches. I want to work with him. I want to give him that 50 feet 9 inches. But what's happening is all these properties are effed up, and it's going to be cost and money to each person to say, I'm going to cut 4 feet off of this end and add 4 feet here on my break wall.
What about some of these other property owners, if you could find their old surveys?
I've researched it, and the problem is nobody, they don't register them or whatever you call them. They don't file them. A lot of these weren't filed. Me and my wife went back on all these other properties, and a lot of them were, none
John,
of them were filed.
Did you have a survey or something?
That's the only survey
out
that's
of all
in the
four?
Files.
Out of all
well,
four?
Well, of the two. I didn't look in the others.
Well, maybe
okay.
We could look at
maybe
the
we
others.
Could check with our files.
Right. What I think happened in my little brain, I run an automotive shop. I'm not a surveyor. Way back here, Mrs. Smith still owns a back cottage. She has a right-of-way. She said back 33 years ago, this land was 10 feet out. Well, it eroded before they put anything on, and they put it on after 70 when this was resurveyed in 70. So what happened is I think Mr. Ball, there was no stakes out 10 feet out in the water because it's gone. It eroded away. So he kept going this way, and when it got to me, I'm 10 feet short. What I would propose, I have talked to a couple neighbors. I haven't talked to Caceres because we're not talking, is that I will give him his 50 feet 9 inches, which would come to about 6 feet into mine, and that he would go back to his original break wall point here, and the Wilsons would have their original break wall, would be their property lines, and it would so on and so on. So nobody would have
agreeable?
To...
agreeable? Everybody
Wilson's knows. Agreeable? I haven't got to the two other people yet because I'm contacted and they haven't got back to me. Because right now, if this goes into effect, that Mr. Wilson would have to cut part of his break wall off, add to the other end, same with these two other people. And that's cost factor that if you do look down the properties, I know the land moves and shifts and stuff. If you look down, it doesn't really look right if you go by the new boundary lines. It looks like everybody's off. So I'm trying to work with Mr. Casera. I haven't contacted him yet, but I'm not trying to take his 50 feet away because I know he's got a dock. No dock permit, but he has a break wall permit. They're going to rebuild something here. But I want to give him his 50 feet 9 inches, but it would come to mine about 6 inches in here. I don't have a problem with that, but to take 10 feet of my thing that I've had for 33 years in the family just seems wrong to me.
I recall something with this water pump, but I can't remember if it was on the line.
It was on the line because...
I can't...
I have pictures of this
that.
For 33 years being over here, and the two cottages drew off of that. So anybody knows, I'm going to share some with you, we're going to put it on the property line. We're not going to put it 20 feet on mine or 20 feet on yours. We're going to put it right down the center.
Did you say you were agreeable to giving the Caceres 6 inches or 6 feet?
No, 6 feet. Okay. 6 feet. Because somehow this land got lost. I don't know how land moves, but... Excuse me. Well, it was funny, David, when you said the 10-feet problem to that gentleman, I started to chuckle because that's what this is, 10 feet. But my thing is I want to give him his 50 feet, 9 inches, and that's his property. But the problem of these other neighbors are grumbling, saying, wait a minute, if this has got to be, everybody's got to change rows, change their break walls, and it's a cost factor to them.
Are we back to benefit?
The first thing that makes me sad in the whole thing is there's nothing wrong with Caceres wall or dock.
There isn't really.
It's not in disrepair. They're just pushing this whole thing because
they want to push it up.
Way back when they fought with the Coxes.
They need to fix we don't have to give permission.
They have a break wall permit
from the DEC and us, but not a dock permit. That was issued last year.
What do you recommend that he tries to work it out with the neighbors?
I'd like to do that if that would be agreeable. I know these are projected lines.
Parcels, you know, but part of, you know, projected lines. I'm sure that if all the neighbors would come to an agreement and it was signed off and it was all legal, I don't think this district would have a problem with it.
See, the problem is these people would have to change all ours for no benefit.
Who's next to you here?
Jacobs, Mark, and Beth Jacobs, so correct.
The agreement,
now, if Ball would measure this way, the right-of-way would be shorted.
It is and has always been my position that there's no surveyor's position anywhere on this lake to determine what they get to
These are projected lines, so, I understand that. So this
Joe Ball stands there and draws on these things mean nothing to me.
That's why I guess this is dotted and not a solid line.
That's right, because all you own is up there.
That's correct. Just his best...
projection.
Best guess.
But me and my father, all through the years, you know, this has been rebuilt and changed, we've done paperwork. I just don't understand why all of a sudden this guy comes in and this is God now, and
it's not.
Excuse my language.
See, this is why in the past, based on what the configuration and the water and the terrain at the time, these probably face the water more like this. There's numerous subdivisions around the lake where, because of the access by the road, the lot would be drawn one way, but when it came down to the shoreline,
it's the last one.
Right.
The usage would turn. Right. They'd have like a little, you know, so they would set their houses facing the extension of the arbitrary lines rather than putting them...
Right,
90-degree angles on the lot they own.
I would think these neighbors would agree because then they don't have to change their break wall. They would go back to the existing break wall. The only person that's going to take a hit is going to be me that I'm giving 6 feet up. The rest of these neighbors would go back to their existing
break wall. If you don't get that kind of agreement, forgetting the Caceres, I don't really care if they agree or not, but if you can get everybody else to agree to your proposal, come back to us. Personally, I would accept.
Right. I know in their deed it says 50 feet 9 inches. I don't want to take that away. I want them to have their thing. I'm not
so
doing
just
it.
Just get everybody else in agreement.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your time and effort. Thank you.
That rule,
ladies and gentlemen, before I forget, someone was in our office this past week who has lost a paddle boat, and it was seen floating around the lake. George D'Annunzio saw it at one point, but if any of you know where its whereabouts, they would like to retrieve it.
Paddle boat? Oh my God!
I didn't get the color. It's not in real good shape. But they do want it back. So call me and...
I just seen one floating around out there about a month ago.
Yeah, that was when George called me.
That was probably the one.
That was the one. And George...
So George lost it or George found it?
He couldn't get out.
He didn't find it. He just saw it.
Oh, okay. It's not... Okay.
You don't have your phone. Yes. Do you? Found the lake the last week, so I never came back. So it's
somewhere.
And one more question for the board. Now, say I talk to the neighbors and everybody agrees, how do I get the Caceres to stop taking 10 feet of my break wall and chopping it off? Or
rebuilding it or whatever they're going to do. I have not seen, I've seen a sketch of what they want to do, but that's it. Let's say the water drawdown happens, whenever the 15th or whatever it does, and his contractor comes in and takes, cuts off my break wall at that 10-foot mark and says, we're changing this break wall to whatever he wants.
Do we give them a final approval on break wall?
Yeah.
How many years is that good for?
It was just renewed. He called and asked me to renew it, and we did.
So why didn't we get neighbor approval before that?
Good question, yes.
That's only if somebody comes down and shuts that off. And this break wall was built in 05, it's not that old.
He approved it?
So that's my concern, is his contractor comes down and says, whatever, that I can't come out there and throw my hand.
And he has it, did he approve it? Excuse me, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
On our permits, we ask for neighbor input. Did you contact the neighbors? Were you contacted about that break wall?
I had a session with them for an hour and a half. I said
Did you approve it?
No.
But it said it was approved, correct?
According to the on-site form.
He approved it.
It's not down there that you approved the frontage for the break wall, and it was a go-ahead. It was written in there by Joe.
I think that's a null and void permit, if he didn't approve it.
I never approved it, and I said about three words, and he showed me hieroglyphics on a napkin of what they wanted to do.
I'm sure you did.
But you never approved it?
Correct.
I'm making a motion.
Oh, we can't motion.
You can't.
What would you like to see a motion?
To rescind my letter.
Rescind your letter about what?
The letter authorizing the break wall. And amend it to state that,
What, did we give them a letter? We're talking
No, we have a permit. They have a permit.
So it's rescind the permit?
I don't know, rescind it or amend it?
Amend it, I would say.
Probably amend the permit.
Not to cut off the 10-foot.
I'm going to work with them to see.
You know what it is? The seasons, there's not going to be no work done until after October. I would like to have both parties present at our next meeting.
But we need to notify Caceres.
But we'll notify them also.
This is just to notify them.
This is just to notify them.
All right.
That's my only concern, that they start, when the guy comes down with a chainsaw, cuts us out and says, here, I'm starting from here on.
And if we're not meeting till after drawdown.
And we're not.
So we better send them a do not start on this letter.
I'm not trying to make more work for you people. I know you. I was on a board in Clarence where I live, and I know it's very difficult, and there's a lot of time and mind games you play.
I mean, if he didn't agree to it, and it's checked that he agreed, that's a false permit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was that a committee thing last year, or just a joke?
The committee went out on it, but the on-site form was completed by Joe.
Another note, I took all this paperwork to Joe and tried to show him that I think the property line is wrong and that, you know, let's work on giving it to you. And he told me this was God and that's how it is.
Joe Balsam?
No.
Ursa. Ursa.
Joe.
Said this was
all right. Right. Who's, we'll take care of it. Who's next?
Thank you.
I'm Mary Stanzowski. And I don't know, I know some of you are aware on the board what happened over the Labor Day weekend in Hutton Bay. We have a dock licensed to us in that bay. And you know it's under litigation right now. And Joe, I don't know if you're aware of what had happened. We had a friend of ours came who had a jet ski. And we said, just tie it while you're visiting us, tie it at our dock. So he goes and he puts it in our dock, and the sheriff show up at our dock. And I know Mr. Hirsch is aware of this because he was involved with this also.
By boat or car?
By car.
Okay.
It was by car because my husband went down there right away because they came to get us. They said the sheriffs are there, want us to move the jet ski. couldn't understand why. Well, apparently the sheriffs were told, and I will find out who told the sheriffs this, that Judge Brown made a ruling that only a boat that is licensed to the owner of the dock is allowed to be at our dock, meaning that jet ski cannot be there. And we were not aware of such an order from Judge Brown. And so we had moved it because we don't have any problems with the sheriff, so we told him to move the jet ski. And then I tried to call Mr. Hirsch, and Mr. Hirsch never called me back.
No, you didn't. I think you stopped at my house.
And then, and I stopped at your house, too. I left a message for you to call, and then I stopped at your house. And your wife was very nice about it and said that you would get back to me, but you never did get back to me.
But, Mary, I didn't have your number.
And then, so I said, well, maybe that's true. Maybe there is such an order. Judge Brown gave such an order, and we weren't aware of such an order. So I called our lawyer, and I said, is there such an order? And again, the sheriffs were never given any kind of documentation that's from Judge Brown that stated that we couldn't allow someone to use our dock. And our lawyer said, absolutely not. There's no such order from Judge Brown.
Are you aware of anything from
Judge Brown? No, not that specific.
No. The only order from Judge Brown is that we can use our docks. And there's no such order that says we are limited to who can use our dock, that we can only have a licensed dock there. Now, I feel that whoever called the sheriff gave them the wrong information. The sheriffs did not receive the correct information that we can use our dock and we can allow someone to use our dock if we want to. Why we're being harassed like that by calling I don't see anybody else on the lake having the sheriffs being called on them for a matter that could have been straightened out by a simple phone call. But yet the sheriffs are called immediately down to that bay. It's crazy. We are tired of being harassed down there. So I don't know, Joe, if you had gotten a message from our lawyer.
I talked to Joe, and I, of course, you know I spoke with you on the telephone.
Right.
And there's another piece of this that needs to be talked about, I guess, since this is an open forum. This all started, from my perspective anyway, where Dale Young complained to Dave that Mr. Louie, who is a Canadian that bought out-of-district property behind Dale Young's property, had boats docked in the bay.
One boat.
Well, this is not what was conveyed to Dave.
From Mr. Young.
Right.
Yes, who lies all the time.
I mean, after the fact, okay, these things all came to light. But anyway, Dave got the boater registration numbers off these boats, and the first one, evidently, that this sheriff's deputy checked out did, in fact, belong to Louie. And it seemed to check out that he had no business. Again, I'll trust anybody until I find that they lie to me. And what I had been told indirectly is that Louie was bringing boats, plural, into the lake and just docking them at any dock that he saw open. And they were all open.
He was given permission by Mr. Murray to dock.
You're getting ahead of me now. I'll get there.
Okay.
I'm a little slow at it, but I'll get there. And the last I knew, this Allegheny County Sheriff's Deputy was going to run the registration numbers on these boats, and that they did belong to Louie. In fact, I had no reason to believe Louie had any business having boats in the lake. But I have to believe now, it would be common sense, that when Dale Young confronted Louis about his boat being parked at the, Murray's dock.
First he was docked illegally at the second dock, which nobody owns.
Okay.
Then Mr. Murray told him to move it to his dock.
So anyway, this whole thing was all about Louis' boats and had nothing to do with your dock or had nothing to do with a friend of yours, but it all got brought together in one messed up...
One simple phone call could have corrected
that. Now, everybody can point fingers. It's like it's the hardware, it's the software. Who should have called who first? And it was unfortunate.
But I can't understand why such information was given to the sheriff. That only judge said, if somebody is making rulings for Judge Brown, that shouldn't be making rulings. Maybe he should be told that people are making rulings for him.
Did I interrupt you, Mary?
I'm sorry. But you know I'm upset.
I know you are. This is how she was after me on the phone. To my knowledge, no one on this board has taken a position that would say that Louis or anybody else could park their boat at your dock or anyone else's who had a legitimate, bona fide dock license. Mm-hmm. No one said that. If anybody said that, I'm just guessing it might have been Dale Young. I'm not going to put words in his mouth because I wasn't there. I don't know. But I know what I said, and I never took that position. In fact, when you said you were going to contact your lawyer, I said, please give me a call and let me know what he says because I don't have a copy of the order from the judge. Then I called Joe, and I talked to him and I said, here's what's unfolded. It's a messy situation, but we need to know, is there any prohibition about the people that have docks in the bay letting other people put their docks there? And the answer I got from Joe was no, there isn't. And that's where we are today. So to the extent that anyone on this board caused a heartburn and agita to you, I apologize.
Well, maybe someone should relay that information to Mr. Young also, that he cannot be calling the sheriffs on us if we have another boat at our dock. Of course, the season is just
almost over now.
So
yeah.
That would be akin to filing a false police report.
I'm pursuing that. I'm in the process of getting a police report.
I've made contact with the lieutenant that's in charge of patrol, mm-hmm. but also he also controls the folks that are out and about on the road. And he and I are going to sit down next week and go over several things. This will be one of them, I'm sure.
Thank you.
So that we don't have this again.
Thank you.
See, could I?
Like I said, one little phone call would have eased our minds. You know, we were up in the air. I mean, we thought maybe there was such a document and we just weren't notified. But I would have thought my lawyer would have presented it. But maybe that would have happened. I didn't know.
I can explain to you what happened and how it started. It was about 2 weeks prior to this that Mark Louis had his boat down there. Dale Young called me and Dale Young had called the police. Okay?
Again.
This was the first situation. Well, anyway, the police talked to Mark Louis, and Mr. Louis said, he told the police officers, they wanted him to take the boat out because he did not have a license in the bay, okay? So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll take it out next week. Mm-hmm. Well, the following Saturday came, and Mark Louis never took his boat out, okay?
But his boat was in Murray's.
I'm just telling you what I know, okay? I don't know whose dock is who's down there. I have no clue, okay, which dock belongs to whom. So Mr. Louis did tell the police officer. I wasn't there when he told them. The police officer told me when he was down there. They called me. And I says, fine, whatever. And Dale Young also told me that he was going to have it removed, but he never did remove the boat, okay? So again, then about a week or two later, or a week later, when the boat wasn't removed, Dale called me, And so, and then the police were down there again. I said, well, I'll come down there. And I told them that that Mr. Louis does not have a license for, and that's where you get the license from, for Hutton's Bay. And he doesn't. So, but I didn't know that he was using someone else's dock. I didn't know, I wasn't told who gave him permission. I didn't know any of that. The only thing that I knew is, no, I know the, what I was told.
What you're told. And how many times has Mr. Young lied to you?
I don't,
how many times?
I can't, I don't know. I honestly.
Really?
But honest to God, I can't say.
Does he show any documentation to you? Never.
No, but. But what I'm just saying is, what I'm just saying.
Could you please get this under order?
Yeah.
Okay. There was one more. Yeah?
For Deb. When the environmental committee met, you said you spoke with Kathy regarding not wanting to have the very wrong shed area.
Right.
Were there any concerns talked about regarding the dam, that maybe Frankie should come in this area?
I think you.
I can't hear.
Was there, I know, you have to speak up. Dave can't, Dave has a hearing problem.
I have a little.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear you either.
Donna couldn't hear you either, so.
Dave did, D'Annunzio, George, didn't he bring up about the dam being on a fault line and his concerns?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so they.
She is aware of that.
Kathy Young is well aware of that.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes, well aware of that, yeah. And another thing is that I was told by Lauren that Maggie, I don't know if this is true or not, that you have a map of the watershed.
Which I got from this district, so it should be in the office somewhere.
I don't know, maybe if
Donna. Tom, you have a copy. I have a copy of it, but I gave my whole package and the EAP thing
okay.
to an engineer
but
and all,
this is
and
what,
I won't have it back for a couple of weeks.
But I think that's very important that we get a copy of the watershed, and the next meeting we're going to have with the senators after November, when the state, if they passed the fracking law, then and we would like to give her a copy of the watershed, so this way here she has it, and if there is any planning in the future to do any fracking in this area, you know, maybe she can help us out.
It's not a very good copy, but I got
but
a copy from
whatever.
This office.
I mean, I think it'd be very
really
important for us to have it.
Anyone else? Anyone?
You can go online and see what Como passed for legislation on fracking in the Southern Tier. It's all on there. It gives all the statistics and all the counties, and now they're going to frack state lands. So it's more than what you think.
It probably is.
Could I have a motion?
Can I make a motion that we go into executive?
That's the motion I was looking for.
Okay.
To discuss
personnel issues.
I'll second that motion. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We go to executive session.
We will be returning.
We will return here and.
I'll be taking a few minute break.
Maybe 15-20 minutes, and when we come back, we'll just be adjourning. So.
Oh yeah.
We got one. Are we going downstairs?
Yeah.
If you go down, we can clean up up here while you're downstairs.
Yeah.
Isn't that a deal?
Well, now I only have.